Report: Idaho killer Brian Koberger transferred to hell on earth maximum security prison. By Amy Furr on July 24, 2025. Murderer Brian Koberger has reportedly been transferred to a maximum security state prison in Kuna, Idaho, after his sentencing in the brutal killings of four students. Fox News on Thursday cited a source who said Koberger was in custody on Wednesday afternoon at the state prison that is located near the Ada County Courthouse. Idaho District Judge Stephen Hippler sentenced him earlier on Wednesday to four consecutive life sentences plus 10 more years in the November 2022 deaths of 21-year-old Madison Mogan, 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves, 20-year-old Xana Kernodil, and 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, who were students at the University of Idaho. The victims were stabbed to death as they slept inside an off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho, for Breitbart News. In April, Hippler was not swayed when Koberger's attorneys asked that he be spared the death penalty if he was convicted because he was diagnosed with autism, according to Breitbart News. Inside Edition described the prison where Koberger will reportedly live out his days as hell on earth. The outlet said he will live inside his cell for 23 hours a day and have his meals shoved through a slot in the door. According to CNN, the prison is identified as the Idaho Maximum Security Institution where he may be housed near the state's eight male death row prisoners. In addition, the facility is reportedly building a firing squad chamber. Koberger was arrested in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in December 2022 regarding the fatal stabbings that police deemed a targeted attack. Officials said the young victims were stabbed multiple times with a large fixed-bladed knife. The Idaho Department of Correction did not offer details about the transfer process, but a spokesperson told Fox there was a process to evaluate the inmates' needs and to determine where they would be housed. The evaluation will determine if Koberger is a danger to himself or anyone he comes into contact with, explained retired NYPD Inspector Paul Morrow. He added that Koberger will likely be put in solitary confinement for an amount of time. In the general population, he is vulnerable, and he's notorious, and in prison, especially for lifers, your reputation as being dangerous and just your reputation in general is the currency. So there could be somebody looking to do him. On the other hand, we do want to remember Idaho is a death penalty state, and if you're in for life, and you kill somebody, well, that's going to get you to death penalty, he told the outlet.